Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to you. My name is Lukho Mgwediputi and I'm absolutely excited to be spending this afternoon with you. And I'm not flying solo this afternoon, definitely not, but I've got Charlotte du Plessis this afternoon. Charlotte, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. I am very pleased to spend the afternoon with you.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for your patience. When technologies, it gets really rough, but here we are.
No, that's absolutely fine. As you say, technology can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Exactly. Today it slapped me. That you can believe.
Shame. Not to worry.
Yeah, so this afternoon, Charlotte and I are chatting Women of Stature Awards. Maybe let's start here, Charlotte. What inspired the creation of the Women of Stature Awards and how has the event evolved over the past decade?
Well, it's been a wonderful journey. It was launched in 2013. And I guess, you know, I think it was born from a deep passion for empowering women. And in particular, celebrating their achievements. Mm. You know, South Africa is rich in, you know, rich in the fact that it has incredible women, remarkable women, phenomenal women doing the most extraordinary work within the communities that they are obviously surrounded by and in industry. And you know how women are breaking the glass ceilings. You know, there's no longer any reason why the woman would not rise to the top and succeed. And, you know, there's nothing that holds us back anymore. Well, there shouldn't be.
There shouldn't.
And I guess it's all, it's all a mindset. So, and then of course, you know, I've navigated my own path in leadership and business. And, you know, for me, personal growth is so important. And, you know, I've also witnessed the remarkable strength and resilience and dedication of women from all walks of life. So I think that's really been my motivation. And, you know, I've also noticed that many of these women, despite their extraordinary contributions, have not been receiving the recognition which they deserve.
Mm.
And I just hope that through the Women of Stature Awards, you know, this just shines a spotlight on them or on her, and through the acknowledgement of their hard work and the impact that they are making, that it not only validates their efforts, but it also inspires others to rise to their full potential.
Wow, you are what they call a girl's girl, Charlotte.
That's very much so.
That's
very
definitely
much so.
You.
And yes, I have three daughters of my own, and I think, you know, what I'm striving to do is to be an example to my daughters, and, you know, that leaving a legacy of such a nature that, you know, they're proud and they're proud to follow, and other women are, you know, want to follow in my footsteps.
Wow. Now, can you share some of the most memorable success stories of past winners and the impact that these awards have had on their lives and communities?
Well, I don't know if we have enough time in the day for all of that because there's been so many success stories. And, you know, I think every woman has a success story, you know. And, you know, you can't measure one person's success story against another person's success story.
True.
Because for me, it's about just the accolade in itself is a success story, right?
Yep.
The fact that they have accepted the nomination, they've acknowledged that somebody has seen something in them that they may not be recognizing in themselves.
Mm.
And but yes, you know, if I were to say out of the hundreds and thousands of success stories, I can maybe highlight one or two. And I think the one that stands out for me more than anything else is a young woman at the time, very young woman, and she came to the awards gala dinner at Empress Palace in that year, and she came on her own because she really didn't think that she was going to win.
Aww.
And and you know, she had gotten to that stage in her career that she actually felt so disheartened and demoralized, because no matter what she was trying and no matter who she was speaking to, the doors were closing all the time. And she was at that point where she actually wanted to just throw in the towel, and she was, as I say, so disillusioned. And on the night, she's sitting there quietly on her own, and the next thing, her name gets called out, and she's actually the winner in the healthcare category. And, you know, she walked up to the stage completely astonished because, you know, she knew
she knew who the other
nominees were in that category. And she obviously looked up at these women and saying, well, I don't have a chance, you know.
Exactly.
And she walked on the stage, and her acceptance speech, which she obviously had not prepared because
she wasn't expecting much.
Yeah, you know, she wasn't expecting it. And she stood up and the first thing she said, "I'm Dr. Shakira Chinnara, and I'm the next Minister of Health."
What?
Those were her words. And then, you know, obviously everybody applauded her, and she gave her acceptance speech and obviously saying that she didn't expect it and so on. So this was in 2017. That's how long ago it was. And no sooner had she obviously, you know, announced this, when she was invited by the World Health Organization, and she actually went and worked at the World Health Organization. And fast track, last year she actually not left South Africa, but she had to relocate to New York, and she's now at the United Nations head office.
Wow.
In New York. And she's actually now a diplomat, so she is representing South Africa.
What?
So yes, those are the success stories, and I mean, I can tell you many others, but I think to me that was a standout because she was so, she had such, at that point in time, had so much, she had such low self-esteem. Because of the negativity that she was getting from people, that she was obviously, you know, she was speaking out about the state of the health system in South Africa, and that's why she was getting so many people that were, you know, not giving her the opportunity and were closing the doors and so on. So, yes, I think I've got that. And then the other one I want to just mention to you is also, it was a lovely story, and that was in 2023. And it was Yael Geffen, and she's actually the CEO of Sotheby's International, Lou Geffen, mm-hmm. Sotheby's International. And she also, you know, right for her adjudication, and after the 20 minutes of interview, she made a decision that she had made a mess, an absolute mess. And she doesn't stand a chance, you know, absolutely doesn't stand a chance. And then also on the night, she gets announced as the winner, the CEO of the year.
Wow.
And she also was completely gobsmacked. And she said, but I made such a mess. And I said, but you didn't. You were outstanding on the night. And, you know, she talks about the imposter syndrome and things like that, because that's literally what starts to happen, is that people doubt themselves, the women doubt themselves. And when they've shown up for the adjudication and they in themselves perceive it to be a failure.
Yep.
Before they've even heard the results. And then on the night she was announced the winner, and she literally jumped up and down. And I've got many of those stories to tell, because for me, the most beautiful moment is when somebody doesn't expect it.
Yeah.
And you know, these women are achievers, you know, they're just achievers, but they're humble. they are unassuming, and then, you know, when they've shown up for their adjudication and they've just knocked the ball right out of the park, but yet they still have that little voice inside of them that says, yeah, no, well, that one, that wasn't too good. Mm-hmm. You didn't do well. But, you know, there we go. And, you know, I think it's just beautiful. You know, I think it's beautiful the way some of the ladies respond. And yeah, I just enjoy those moments. Those wow. absolute moments of surprise where they literally jump up and down on the stage. They're so excited.
Oh, it's such a beautiful story. You know, as you're telling it, I'm reminded of the very first job interview that I went to at a radio station in the Eastern Cape. The first mess I did was, as I walked into the door of the manager's office, my shirt was hooked into the door lever. And I was stuck there. I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what I'd say as I sat down. And you know, miraculously enough, I walked out after the interview and they were letting us out of the building because it was a biometric system to get out of it. And one of the gentlemen ran after me and he said, please stay behind. I thought to myself, how much more can I embarrass myself? Little did I know that even after that embarrassment, on the spot, they had decided that I was the person for the job. So, you know, that embarrassing moment. Tell. Exactly. You can't really determine that, as embarrassing and as clumsy as it looks, the whoever needs something from you, if it's an adjudicator, if it's an employer, they know exactly what they're looking for. And sometimes exactly. that imposter syndrome doesn't make a difference to them.
Absolutely. You're quite right. And, yeah, you know, and we mustn't be so presumptuous to think that we're not the winner or that we haven't actually shone on the day.
Yep, yep. That's so true. Now, tell me, Charlotte, as this year's awards celebrate a milestone 10th anniversary, that is, what are some of the highlights that we can expect during this year's event?
Well, you know, being the 10th season, obviously we really, really wanted to make it a very special occasion. But every single year is a special occasion. Mm. And I can't, you know, I can't really say that this is going to be any different to the years before, because we really make a point of making it an extraordinarily exciting evening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've always, year in and year out, we've always made sure that, first of all, the entertainment is good. The vibe is good, the food is good, the company is good, and just an all-round great, great celebration of remarkable achievements by these women. But I think, okay, so let's say, if we were to say, let's point something out that could be something really special, I think is the fact that we have Lloyd Selly. I mean, he's one of our entertainers. And, you know, he's a fabulous, fabulous entertainer. So let's say that's going to be one of the highlights. And I think that's a bit of eye candy for the ladies as well. So we want them to be dancing on the tables and enjoying the evening. And then, yes, I think just overall, you know, we've emphasized a lot during the campaigning that we've done before the event, and then obviously post-event we'll continue with that. But just the fact that it's a milestone, it's a celebration, you know, the longevity of these awards. And I think that to me says a lot as well, you know, that it's not just a fly-by-night, you know. We've built a reputation, there's credibility. The other thing, which is obviously very, very important for us, and I think for me, you know, it is really something I'm very, very proud of, and that is that for 5 years already, we've had an auditing firm that have assisted us with the auditing of the results, the auditing of the process. Because, you know, if you're winning an award, you need to know that award, or the company that is awarding you that award, that there's credibility.
Of course.
Because, you know, every single one of these women are building their own personal brand. They're representing themselves in that capacity, And whilst they are building a brand, they must also know that whoever they are associating their brand with is credible, has a good reputation,
mm-hmm.
and that we are actually elevating them and their brand, and they know that, you know, whatever we've put in behind them, so we've literally been standing behind them and we're pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. They've been out on social media. We're doing a lot of broadcasting. We're having our interviews. We're opening up doors of opportunity for them. And that is what I think me and the team, you know, because I have a wonderful team of women that sits alongside me. The directors, we're a team of directors in the company, and we really are building a momentum for these women. That when they step on that stage, from that moment onwards, there's just something that shifts, something that changes. And the fact that we have, you know, the auditing partners, they're looking into the whole concept and process and ethical, how ethical is this, and are the results, because there's no bias, there's no favoritism. I can't change anything. They can't change anything. It's done as an electronic adjudication and judging score sheet. So nobody can go and fix, you know, like they say, fix the match or pay anybody to change the results.
To manipulate the results.
Exactly. And I think that to me is very, very important. I think just overall, you know, the credibility that surrounds the whole objective is very, very important.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, Charlotte, how do the Women of Stature Awards contribute to empowering women in business, in leadership, and community development?
Well, I can tell you that there is a lot that we do, and obviously, you know, with it being such a powerful platform that celebrates women, you know, we're helping them to actually make strides in their fields,
mm-hmm.
And that they are actually inspiring future generations. And because, you know, with the legacy of fostering this empowerment and recognizing greatness, you know, we've poised our the Women of Stature Awards as a beacon of hope and aspirations. And through, you know, through all of what we are doing, we are really building and developing future leaders. I mean, there are a lot of young women. I mean, I'm talking about women from in their mid-20s to anything to my age.
I was about to say, what's your age?
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, what we're doing, and because the event has grown into a symbol of resilience, leadership, and impact, we're inspiring these women to reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we helping, you know, them to amplify their vision,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for them to be celebrated and show the world, you know, that, well, first of all, I want to say, it's a born and bred South African concept,
mm-hmm.
the Women of Stature Awards. But we've also had our first global awards. So we're inspiring these women to reach beyond. And, you know, for them to also see the bigger picture and to strive towards not only greatness, but go beyond. And I think that's really how we've amplified their voices and empowered them and continue to empower them. And I just want to tell you that this isn't where it ends.
Mm.
The beauty of our organization is that we have got a multitude of platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So we are running entrepreneurial programs. We've got mentoring programs. We have just launched the Women of Stature Academy, where we've partnered with exceptional women within South Africa and globally who are you know, opening up the most amazing opportunities for women to learn more, to develop more. So there's just, it's endless. You know, it's just endless. It's like a journey, a continuous journey with a community of women that inspire and support one another. Because there's a huge emphasis on let us support one another. Let us back one another up.
Yep.
If you've got a challenge, whatever that challenge might be, let us see how we can solve the challenge. It becomes like a sisterhood of women that is supporting. But I want to tell you something which is very, very important for me, is that this isn't a woman's movement. It's a people's movement.
Okay.
So we encourage men. They come on board. We've got men sitting on our boards. We've got men that are adjudicating. We've got men that are supporting. And they're coming and they're listening to the stories of these women. And they are inspired. And they want to be part of the Women of Stature organization. So it's really very, very broad.
Mm.
And we just, you know, enjoy the fact that we bring balance into the conversations as well.
Absolutely love it. Now, looking ahead, Charlotte, what is your vision for the future of the awards and the continued impact they aim to make?
Well, the future of the Women of Stature Awards first of all, it's bright. It's very bright. Whilst I was building the concept of the awards, in 2023, I made a decision that I was going to register it as a company, and I was going to invite other women to be my business partners, which we now are. So we're a group of five women. So already the future looks bright because we want more women to see this as an opportunity that they can also invest into other women through the Women of Stature Awards company. Mm-hmm. So making it more possible for us to reach more women and give more women an opportunity through the academy, through the awards. Then, of course, what we need to also look at from a, from a business model point of view, is that we actually now have gone global in terms of licensing the Women of Stature Awards. So, in other words, taking it into other countries so that we build these bridges. So that South African women can connect with other countries through business, through creating opportunities. So that is definitely where we are at the moment. We've made a point of trademarking Women of Stature South Africa. We're making it very, solidifying it in South Africa, and then, as I say, the license to be able to buy the license into any country in the world. And that way, we are building these bridges, and we are able to help women in South Africa take their products, take their services into the international market. And then, of course, just within the local context is to say that, you know, we want to reach more women. We want to be able to recognize more women. We have been talking about the possibility of regionalizing the award so that we are able to go into the region and get more women or identify more women in those regions. So there's that also that we possibly going to be looking at in the near future. And then, of course, the academy. The academy is absolutely going to be the heart and soul of Women of Stature Awards, because through the academy, we're going to identify women that will be the future nominees, the future winners of the categories.
Wow. Listen, Charlotte, I don't think we'd be doing justice to this conversation if we did not give fuller details as to when exactly these awards are taking place. And I'll tell you also, because I did kind of stalk and I saw there's also a high tea somewhere. So the data I'm seeing are quite different. Maybe if you can clarify that for us, when exactly are the Women of Stature Awards?
Right, so it's on Saturday the 12th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Johannesburg at the Indaba Hotel in Johannesburg. And it is a very prestigious gala dinner. So it's that evening of glamour and glitz,
mm-hmm,
and dress up and show up. And tickets are still available. We have tickets available. We've got sponsorship opportunities still available. So if anybody is wanting to come on board and partner with us, you know, we're looking for prize sponsors. We're looking for trophy sponsors. In other words, a category trophy sponsor. We've got 14 categories. We have been very fortunate that a lot of them have already been grabbed up. But there are one or two already still available. And that basically means that you're aligning your brand with a very respected woman empowerment and leading woman empowerment brand in South Africa. And then, of course, as I say, the media coverage, we will make sure that our sponsors get value. And, yes, I think ultimately, it's either a ticket that you buy and come and enjoy the evening. We've got a, obviously always we have a delicious menu. So there's a 3-course menu. We have the entertainment. We've got lovely prizes as well. Some great prizes for our guests. We're going to do lucky draws and we're just going to have a jolly good time. Really, it's going to be fabulous music, as I said, the likes of Lloyd Selly. But then we've got another surprise. We've in fact got two surprises.
Nice.
So in one of our categories is arts and culture. And within our arts and culture, we have got an internationally acclaimed country singer. She is fabulous. She's been on international stages. She's a very, very successful performer in South Africa. And because she's in our arts and culture as a nominee category, we've asked her to actually perform on the night.
Wow.
So I think bringing our, what they call our homegrown talent, and she's going to perform for us tonight, I mean on that night.
Yes.
But then we've got another very, very special moment. We've got this beautiful young lady who is starting her career as a singer. She's, if my memory serves me correct, I think she's just started in her high school career. So she's very young.
Oh, wow.
And what we want to be seen doing is we want to be seen taking these young women and giving them the stage to perform and for people to then start to support her in her journey as one of South Africa's performers, artists, singers, possibly, I don't know if she's a songwriter, and I'm pretty sure she will probably be, but certainly Hunter Late, who is going to be performing, is a singer-songwriter, and she would also be a great role model and mentor to our lovely young and up-and-coming artist. I'm not going to reveal her name because I think the night will reveal it and then everybody will get to know all about this beautiful young girl who's actually going to be on stage. And we're giving her that opportunity. And then I think the final highlight on the night is that Hunter has actually written a song, and it's the Woman of Stature song. And she's going to be performing it for the first time, and then it'll also be on her new album that she's releasing after the awards.
Wow, it's absolutely amazing. And I'm really, really praying that it becomes a success. And hopefully we'll be there cheering on the night. So thank you so much, Charlotte, for having this conversation with us. And pray that as you prep for the day, that everything just runs smoothly.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity. And just so that you know, that our website, the tickets are available on our website, which is www.wasawards.com. So that's www.wasawardsglobal.com. Just hop onto our website and you'll see there's a booking form. Just click on that and you can book your tickets.
Wow.
For the night.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. Have a great afternoon further.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's been absolutely wonderful spending this time with you. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Your pleasure. God bless, Charlotte.
Thank you. You too.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The Word for Today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's Word together.
Bringing you closer to Christ. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.